Good morning. Whatever, whatever I might say this morning, whatever message I might bring to you this morning, will pale in comparison to those things that we just heard. We heard of his birth. We heard of that hope. That all those people had at the day that Christ was born. And what is a good service? It's a service filled with praise. It's a service filled with hope. And it's a service with a message of the future. And we heard that. We heard that in beautiful song. And I could just say amen and walk away, and we should go from here uplifted with joy in our hearts that Jesus Christ was born. And through that birth, giving each one of us here this morning that opportunity to live eternal. What a great promise. What a thing to look forward to. There was a prophet of old, and we heard it mentioned here this morning, that said, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And we've heard this beautiful story this morning in song, in scripture. And I guess my question is that God still with us today? That God that walked the earth some 33 years of his life? That God who went to the cross to die for the sins of you and I? Is he still with us today? Can we still feel here within our hearts that same feeling that we felt when we heard that beautiful song in Cantata this morning? Can we keep that within us? And I guess another question is that birth that happened some almost 2,000 years ago, is it still important to us today? It was important to them, wasn't it? The shepherds came and worshiped him. The wise men came from afar to worship him. The heavenly angels sang songs of praise and glory to worship him. Is it still important for us today to do the same thing? And does that birth so many years ago, does it mean anything to us today? Why did God give his son into this world? The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Please turn with me, if you will, to St. John, the 14th chapter. I'm going to read the first 6 verses. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. But Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible has just told us that we cannot come to God except through Jesus Christ. Does that tell us how important that birth so many years ago is? He gave by his life an example for you and I how to live our lives, how to do those things that will qualify each one of us for eternal life, how to do those things that will make our lives here on earth full of peace and comfort, full of joy and happiness, a life full and complete because of that birth of Jesus Christ so many years ago. He told us in the Sermon on the Mount that it was said of old, thou shalt not kill. But Jesus said, not even to be angry with your neighbor. Not even to have anger in your hearts. And anyone that says, thou fool, was in danger of hell fire. He gave us a better way. He gave us a better way to live our lives so that we may have that happiness that each one of us are looking for. He said in the old days that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus said, whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. He also said, if you're sued for your coat, let him have it. Give it to him. And if you're sued again, give him your cloak also. Go that extra step. It was said of old to love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But Christ said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Do good to them that persecute you. Do good to them that put you down. These are the lessons that we learn from Jesus Christ. That wonderful gift of God to you and I. Yes, his life today gives us many things on which we should think about. Gives us many things on how we should base our lives, our daily lives. 2 Samuel, the 7th verse in the 22nd, I mean the 7th chapter in the 22nd verse, says, wherefore thou art great, O Lord. For there is none other like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. There is no other way. There isn't anything out there, brothers and sisters, that's going to bring to you the joy, the peace, the happiness, the contentment, except our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's nothing else. Wealth isn't going to do it. Jobs aren't going to do it. Position in life is not going to do it. Friends and family is not going to do it. Only in and through Jesus Christ, that great gift. And are we this Christmas season living that life that Christ wants us to live? And I don't care whether you believe that tomorrow, the 25th of December, is Christ's birth or not. It matters not. What matters is that feeling that we get in our heart at this time of year. Have you noticed? Have you noticed the change in people that you come in contact with day to day this time of year? I have an old grump down at work. A grump. A Grinch. A man that is more trouble than he's worth. A man that is a thorn in my side. And yet, this Christmas season, there was a turn. He spearheaded a program to adopt families at the plant. And we've never done that before. And he worked himself to the bone, badgering everyone to bring things and to donate money. Now, will this guy, who was a grump and a Grinch, my prediction is, when I see him next Wednesday, he'll be a grump and a Grinch again. Are we like that? Do we feel the goodness of Christmas within our hearts only during this few weeks of Christmas? And are we going to revert to being a Grinch next Wednesday? There's a statement in the Bible that says, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And you know, he's not talking about peace only from war. He's talking about peace in our lives. He's talking about that peace that comes to us when we know that Christ lives and Christ cares and Christ is concerned about our daily lives. That's the peace that he's talking about. And when it says goodwill towards men, that's what you and I must have to qualify ourselves for Christ's kingdom. Goodwill towards men. And turn with me, if you will, to John. 1 John, the 7th chapter. I'm sorry, I'm going to read out of the 4th chapter. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Do you understand that? Do you get the significance of that? Do you feel the power in that? That we should live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He loved us. He loved us enough to give his Son for you and I, for our sins. Do we have that love within us? Do we have that Christ-like love one for another? Can we take this love that we generally feel at this Christmas season and carry it on into the new year? Carry it on into the rest of our lives. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And you know, I believe that's the message of Christmas. Love one toward another. Oh, if we could just keep that love that most of us feel at this time. If we could just keep that good that is done this time of year. If we could just keep that charity that we have within our hearts at Christmas time, where people are helped, where the hungry are fed and the naked are clothed, the widows are visited. Oh, wouldn't we be a blessed people if we could keep this in our hearts all year long? And as we sit down and we reflect this time of year of the blessings that we have, and I notice that that's what we do. We gather our families in around us and we exchange gifts and we have feasts. But can we, while we're doing these things, think of that love of God? Can we think, not only at this time, but all our lives, that the blessings that God has bestowed upon us? And I look out among you and I see many, many blessings to me. I've been blessed with a beautiful family. From the wife, through the grandchildren, through nieces, nephews. Sometimes sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, they wouldn't like it if I was nice to them. But these are the things that bring us together. These are the things that sustain us. These are the things through Christ that we should put into our lives. These are the people that will hold us up. These are the people that will help us through times of trials and tribulations. And this combined love of God and this combined love of Jesus Christ and this whole family of Christ will help each one of us together to attain that which we all want, eternal life. But let's enter into the new year. Let's enter in determined to follow after Christ and His precepts, those precepts that we feel now within our hearts. And I know you're no different than I. When the young ones, the older ones, the middle-aged ones were up here singing, I know you felt it here in your heart. Take that with you. Don't let it get away from you. Let it nurture you. Let it make us, help us to remember to visit the sick. Not only now, but all year. To feed the hungry when we come upon them. Not only now, but all year. To clothe the naked when we come upon them. Not only now, but all year. To love God. Not only now. To love each other. Not only now. To bring our families together. Not only now. But every day. Remember what is said in Matthew 25, 44 and 45. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungered or athirst, or a stranger or naked or sick, or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. That feeling that we have this morning, that feeling of Jesus Christ and Him born, and His life of example, let's not let it go. Let's not let it get away. Let's not let it fade. But let's let it keep it strong within our lives, that we may enjoy what God has in store for each one of us. There's a poem I'd like to read to you. And it's entitled, Rejoice, It's Christmas. And I think that's what we need to do, but we need to carry that rejoicing into the rest of our lives, which start this morning. May the holy remembrance of the first Christmas day be our reassurance Christ is not far away. For on Christmas He came to walk here on earth. So let us find joy in the news of His birth. And let us find comfort and strength for each day in knowing that Christ walked this same earthly way. So He knows all our needs, and He hears every prayer, and He keeps all His children always safe in His care. And whenever we're troubled and lost in despair, we have but to seek Him and ask Him in prayer to guide and direct us and to help us to bear our sickness, our sorrows, our worry and care. So once more at Christmas, let the whole world rejoice in the knowledge He answers every prayer that we voice. Brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas to you. May God be with each one of you. And may you take this feeling in your hearts this morning with you the rest of your lives. Thank you.
I believe each one of us could say amen and amen. I hate to detract from our service, but I think it's wise that I at least remind you of a few of the announcements here. One of those being that this evening we will not have a service here at the church. So keep that in mind. But Wednesday evening there will be a prayer service here at 7 p.m. Thursday at 7 p.m. there's going to be a birthday celebration here for our brother Leroy Wheaton, his 80th birthday, and you're all invited. Look forward to seeing you then. Also, this coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the YPCL have quite a number of activities, so make yourself aware of them. And then next Sunday evening, after our morning service at 6:30, we'll have another program to, I don't want to say bring in the new year, but we'll have a gathering of good song and cheer, and want to invite each one of you to be here then. Each of us here has the joy of the other one that's next to you in the whole room, but there are those that aren't able to be with us this morning, and I'd ask that you remember them in your prayers. Our sister Edna Smith is ill, and we'd ask that you remember her in your prayers. And there's a number of young ones that are also under the weather, so keep them in your mind. Let's use our number 39 for our closing song and ask Brother Roger Brunner if he'd offer the closing prayer.